it's starting to look like the people I was working with were bad guys. That's what it's looking like to me. I mean, there's no other explanation for how they've done me and what I got. The crazy emails being sent out by Christopher Boland's Jewish wife, Helia, and the fact that he was married to an Israeli intelligence officer from the military. This is Boland now. And that he was in New York on 9/11, and friends with Stephen Jones, who is, you know, with that group, that Ghost Troop group, con artists for 9/11 Truth, and con artists for everything. You know, that's what they are. And most of the information. So, you know, I'm going to start weeding through the Boland stuff and jettisoning some of it, because I don't know where this guy's lie started. I really don't. And I've said that before. I don't know what's true and what's not true about this guy. I do know that he was jumping around the world with children in tow that were in desperate need of medical attention emotionally. They were sick. The youngest one was just beginning to feel the terrible effects of this, but the older one was wacky as toast here. And it looked like they were always using these kids as window dressing in their presentations. You know, put a sling on your daughter's arm and ask for money. Put your sad-eyed kids on the front page of your website and say, oh, look how terrible it is that we've been victimized because we're 9/11 researchers. Now, this is a guy that worked for IBM World Service. And became, you know, so what's lining up here is this guy's rotten to the core. There's something wrong with him. I don't know what the hell it is wrong with him. And frankly, I don't want to waste the time it's going to take me to figure out. I just want to move on and put more historic information up, which is really pissing these cretins off in the Zionist camp, because